Mishnah and Daf Yud Testament based Mishnah says like this: Hakol Ksheira and Likros Samegillah Chutz Mecheresh Shota VeKatan. Everybody's allowed to read Megillah with the exception of Cheresh, right? Somebody who can't hear. Shota, somebody who doesn't have their mental capacities. VeKatan and a minor. They those three people cannot read the Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir VeKatan. Rabbi Yehuda allows a minor to read the Megillah. Now the Gemara asks: Man Tana Cheresh Di Avad Nami Lo. Whose opinion is it who thinks that somebody who cannot hear cannot read the Megillah, even with the Avad, meaning even if they read the Megillah, right, that you would not fulfill your obligation? So whose opinion is that? Some Rav Masna Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. How do we know it's Rabbi Yossi's opinion that somebody who cannot hear cannot read the Megillah? Ditnan akoreas Shema velo hishmi al yozno. If somebody reads the Shema, but they don't read it loud enough that they can hear it. It's talking about even somebody who has good hearing, but you read the Shema, but you don't read it so that the Shema is audible. Maybe you've said Shema like that before in your lifetime, right? Where you say the Shema, but you don't say it loud enough for you to hear yourself talk. So then Yotza, the Tanakhama, says you're okay, no big deal. But Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you do not fulfill the obligation of the Shema. Apparently, Rabbi Yossi believes that hearing yourself talk is an intrinsic component to fulfilling these kinds of mitzvahs like Shema. So it would be reasonable that Rabbi Yossi would also maintain that somebody who cannot hear themselves read the Megillah because they don't have hearing abilities because they're deaf, so they should not be allowed to read the Megillah. And if you heard then read the Megillah, you would not discharge your obligation. Right, Rabbi Yossi, how do you know it's Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Udiyavad nami lo. And then when the Mishnah says that you're not Yotzik, the Mishnah means even if you did it post facto. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda hi ulechachila hu delo hadiyavad shapir dami. Maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda believes that if you say the Shema and you don't hear it to your ear, then you fulfill the obligation, but you're not supposed to do it that way. So when the Mishnah says that a cheresh is not allowed to read the Megillah, maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and all the Mishnah means is that a cheresh should not read the Megillah. But if he did read the Megillah, then it would be sufficient. And Gemara says, "Lo sokatayta." That doesn't make sense. Diktani cheresh domi yedeshote v'katan, because cheresh is not listed alone; he's listed in a list. There's also shote. There's also katan. Mashote v'katan diyavanami lo av cheresh diyavanami lo. And just like shote and katan, even if they did it, it still wouldn't work, even post facto. It's only reasonable to assume that cheresh would be the same thing. The dilma hakid isa v'hatik isa. How do you maybe? That's not true. Maybe they're all different. No, they're all different. Mitzvani sefer Rabbi Yehuda Machshir bekata mechlata reisha lav Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, but there's another problem, and that is that the end of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda allows a minor. So now, what are you telling me? That the beginning of the Mishnah is really representative of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda does allow, right, a cheresh to do it post facto, but not initially, and a minor not at all. But then the end of the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda allows a minor. What kind of game is this? Vidilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. You know, maybe it really is all Rabbi Yehuda. The beginning, right, of the Mishnah is saying that it's all no good. The end of the Mishnah is saying that a katan is good. Dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda trei gavnei katan katani lav. And the way that would work out would be because there's really two different minors. In the beginning of the Mishnah, there's a minor who's not allowed to read it at all. At the end of the Mishnah, there is a minor who is allowed to read it. How does it work? Chisurei mechasra v'achi katani akok sherin lekusam. Megillah chutz mecheresh shote v'katan. Everybody's allowed to read the Megillah with three exceptions: cheresh, shote, v'katan. But medvar mamurim b'katan shelo higia lechinuch. Aval b'katan shehigia lechinuch afilu lecharchila sherebi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Right. But at the end of the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, what he means is that it's okay even initially. So cheresh in the beginning of the Mishnah is not okay to set it up that way initially. But if he does do it, if he does read it, you would discharge your obligation. And then when Rabbi Yehuda comes along at the end of the Mishnah and says that a katan does work, even though in the beginning of the Mishnah it says a katan does not work, it's because at the end of the Mishnah he's talking about a different kind of minor, a minor who has reached the age of chinuch, where you are obligated to educate him in the mitzvahs. So because he has that level of obligation of education, so then Rabbi Yehuda would allow that even initially. Rabbi Yehuda would allow such a minor to read the Megillah. So b'mayu kimtik Rabbi Yehuda v'diavad. What did we just conclude? We just concluded that the Mishnah, when it says a cheresh is not allowed to read the Megillah, is representative of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and what it means is that he's not initially allowed to read the Megillah. You can't set it up that way. But if he did read the Megillah and you heard it, you would discharge your obligation. The problem is Elohadetani Rabbi Yehuda bereid the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi chora cheresh amedaber ve'ino shomea. Torim lechachila. We had this brisa. The brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda taught, Rabbi Yehuda Bered, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi taught that a deaf person who speaks but he can't hear what he's saying, torim lechachila, he is allowed to separate teruma, even though he cannot hear what he's saying when he separates the teruma. He's allowed to separate the teruma even initially. So now the Gemara tries to work it through. Mani, whose opinion is that he should be allowed to separate the teruma initially, even though he can't hear what he's saying? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so what did we just say Rabbi Huda maintains to avad in lecharchila lo. Rabbi Huda maintains that it works post facto, but you can't set it up that way initially. So it's not Rabbi Huda's opinion who says he can separate truma initially. E Rabbi Yossi di avad namilo, and Rabbi Yossi's opinion that we already started with in the beginning. You remember that's how we first started. We said the Mishnah might be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi maintains that if you can't hear, you can't discharge any obligation, so it wouldn't even work post facto. So whose opinion is it that says that you can separate teruma? A cheresh, I should say, can separate teruma even lecharchila. Ella, my Rabbi Yehuda, v'afilu lecharchila. It must be that it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and Rabbi Yehuda maintains that even lecharchila, he is allowed to separate teruma. Ella, hatetanya lo yivarech adam birchas amazon belibo. Sorry, ve'im birech yotza, right? But we have a further source in Chazal that you shouldn't say birchas amazon belibo. Right, meaning without, again, you know, without verbalizing the birchas hamazon, right, so that you can hear it. V'im birech yotza. But if you did it, then it would be okay. So now again, we have trouble. Mani, whose opinion is that it's not Rabbi Yehuda, because we just backed Rabbi Yehuda back, right? We thought originally that Rabbi Yehuda would maintain that you shouldn't do it initially, but then if you did, it would be okay. That would be okay for this source. But we just said that Rabbi Yehuda must maintain that it's okay even initially, because otherwise, what are we going to do with the source about teruma, right? So we're in trouble. We're in trouble, right? V'lo Rabbi Yossi, I Rabbi Yehuda afilu lecharchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we just said it should be good even lechachila, even if you don't hear it. I Rabbi Yossi afilu diavad namilo. And if it's Rabbi Yossi, right, so then it shouldn't work even after you do it. So whose opinion is it that you shouldn't do it that way, but if you did, it's okay? So the Gemara says, Liolam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it can be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. V'afilu lecharchila. And even lecharchila, Rabbi Yehuda would allow it. The low kasha. So if Rabbi Yehuda allows it even lecharchila, right? So then the problem teaching is, which is the problem teaching? Rabbi Yehuda allows even lecharchila. The problem teaching would be our Mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah says lecharchila no, right? B'diavad yes. So the Gemara answers hadi day hadi rabbe. So Rabbi Yehuda sometimes, right, told over the opinion of his Rebbe. So you could have conflicting statements from Rabbi Yehuda on this issue because Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with his Rebbe. What was that disagreement? Titania. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azaria Hakorei Shema Tzarech Sheyishma LaOzno. That when somebody reads the Shema, they need to hear it to their ears. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right, Shema implies Hishmia LaOznecha Masha Ata Motzi Mipicha. Shema, the word Shema implies that you actually have to hear it, right? So Rav Elazar ben Azaria taught that you should hear it. If you look at the phrases, how Rashi explains, right, that Akoreh Seshema Tzarech Sheyishma LaOzno, right, Rashi explains, he thinks that that's a terminology of Lecharchila, right, that you should do it that way, you should say the Shema that way, but if you don't, so then it's okay. So Rabbi Yehuda himself maintains that even Lecharchila, it's okay. You don't need to hear it to your ears. Initially, you could do it that way. That's all fine. Rav Elazar ben Azaria maintains that you shouldn't do it that way, right? That you can't hear it. But if you do, it's all right, post facto. And Rabbi Yossi maintains that it doesn't work at all. That it does not work at all. Now the Gemara introduces a new opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Livavecha Acha Kavanas Halev Hein Hein Advarim. Rabbi Meir says, no, listen, it doesn't matter. You don't need to hear it at all. You don't need to hear it at all. Right? So this is what we just maintained is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, right? So the Gemara says, well, Hashadas is Lachi. Now that we know that Rabbi Meir maintains that you don't need to hear what you're saying at all, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda Kirabe Sfirle, so we don't need to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with his Rebbe, with Rebbe Ben Azariah, because now we know that there's another Tana on the books who weighed in on this issue. So our Mishnah can reflect the opinion of Rebbe Meir, of Hadatani, Yehuda Berei, the Rishim Ben Pazi, Meir, I'm sorry. And when Rebbe Shimon Ben Pazi said that the Cheresh can separate Terumah, even Lecharchila, that's representative of the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Our Mishnah, which says that a Cheresh shouldn't do it, can be representative of the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, which can agree with Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah, that it should be that way, Lecharchila, Bedavar, it would be okay, or it could still be the opinion of Rebbe Yossi, who maintains that it doesn't work at all. Everybody here with me? Yes, so far so good. Yes, amazing, good, wonderful, lovely. Two dots, the Gemara says further, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. Rabbi Yehuda allows a minor, right, to read the Megillah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Katan Ayisivi Kariti Lamala, May Rabbi Tarpun Uzekainim Belud. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, I'll tell you something. I was a minor, and I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the other Zakenim in Lud. I did it. So Amar Lo, Ein Mevi'in Raya Min HaKatan. So he said, listen, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a very lovely story, but when you did that, you were a kid. You were a minor. So maybe you didn't really understand everything that was going on. It was, you were a kid. I don't know everything that happened there. So that's a good story, but we can't rule based on that story because your relaying of that story is not sufficient for us. Tanya, Amar Rebbe said, Katana Yisivi, Karati Lamala Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe said, I'll tell you something. I was a minor and I read the Megillah in front of Rebbe Yehuda. So Yisivi Gemara says, Amar Lo, Ein Mevi'in Raya Min HaMatir. You're bringing a Raya from Rebbe Yehuda? Rebbe Yehuda's the one who says it's allowed. If you were reading in front of somebody else, then maybe that would be good. You're reading in front of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one who says it's okay. So the Gemara says, "V'leim relay ein mivin rayam in akatan." Well, what difference does it make who he was reading in front of? He said he was a kid, so even if he was reading in front of somebody else, it still wouldn't be sufficient. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, it's true. Chadavod kamrula. It's true, and this is another reason why it's not a relevant story. Chadav the katan aisa. Good, you're right. He was a minor, not good. V'ora filu gadol yisim mivin rayam in amatir. Even if you were older, still wouldn't be sufficient for us to rule based on that story, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who allows it. Good, the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, oh good, we're doing well. Ein korin es ha-megillah v'lo molin v'lo tovlin v'lo mazin, right, that you cannot read the Megillah, and you cannot do bris milah, and you cannot go to the mikvah, and you cannot do hazaya, sprinkling, right, by some korbanos require hazaya. You know, does everyone know what I'm talking about? So you can't do hazaya. V'chein shomeres yom kineged yom. And a lady who is not a nida, but she's a zava. We're familiar with zava at all? A zava, right, in the simplest iterations, this might not be the way we rule, but in the simplest iterations, right, a lady, this is the way the Rambam says, a lady in her lifetime goes through cycles of 7 days and 11 days. 7 days, 11 days. 7 days, 11 days. 7 days, 11 days, right? Again, this is the simplest way to explain it, although it might not be the way that we would rule practice. But 7 days and 11 days. If she sees blood in those 7 days, she becomes a Nida, has the laws of Nida. If she sees a discharge in the 11 days, not in the 7, if she's in the 11 days, then she becomes a Zava. There's a difference between a Zava Ketana and a Zava Gedola. A Zava Ketana is if she sees 1 day or 2 days. If she sees 3 days in the 11 days, then she becomes a Zava Gedola. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is if she sees 1 or 2 days. That's work. That's the lady who it's talking about. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Lo Titfo Ad Shetanei Tzachama. All of these people, right? So she cannot go to the mikvah until the sun rises. So all of these things, right? You can't read the Megillah until sunrise. You can't do bris milah until sunrise. You can't go to the mikvah sunrise. Hazaya sunrise. Shomeres yom go to the mikvah. Shomeres yom can I get yom go to the mikvah? Not until sunrise. V'kulon sha'asim ishalom and ha'shachar kosher. And even though you're not supposed to do it until sunrise, if they do it by dawn, we've already discussed dawn and sunrise at length. We don't have to do that again, right? So if you do it by dawn, that would be sufficient. The Gemara says minnala. And how do you know that this is true? To Amar Kra, by the Megillah, it says, Vahayamim Ha'ela, Nizkarim V'Nasim, these days are remembered, and they are celebrated. Bayom in Balayla Lo, it calls it day, so you have to read it in the day. So, Leimatav, if you have to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, well, if it has to read in the day, then that should be against Rabbi Shua ben Levi's teaching, which we learned a while back. Tamar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros Megillah Balayla V'Lishnosa Bayom. So, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that you have to read the Megillah twice, at night and during the day. But we just said you have to read it during the day. So what are you talking about at night? So Gemara says, Ki katani ad yom. You know, when we said that you have to read it after sunrise, that's talking about the daytime reading. Obviously, the nighttime reading is done
at night. But the daytime reading needs to be after Netzachama, needs to be after sunrise, because the Megillah says that it is Hayamim, during the days. V'lo Malin, how do you know you can't do Bris Mila at night? Tichsev, Uvayom Hashimini, Yuvabasar Alaso. Pasuk's talking about Bris Mila, it says we do it during the day. V'lo Tolim, V'lo Mazin, you don't go to the mikvah and you don't do Hazoya, you don't sprinkle. Tichsev, Hizah, Tohor Alatameh, by Yom Hashivii, right? They do the Hazoya sprinkling on the seventh day, by Yom, on the seventh day. So it has to be during the day. And we link the Tara process all together. So if Hazayah needs to be in the day, Tefillah needs to be in the day also, right? Because the Tara process gets linked all together. She can only go to the mikvah during the day. So the Gemara says, you just told me that anybody who has to go to the mikvah goes to the mikvah during the day. So why would I think that Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is going to be different than anybody else who's going to the mikvah? So it's drich. So I mean, I would have thought Yavi Kiri Iya Rishona Shalzav. I might have linked Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom with the first Re'iyah of a Zav. A Zav is when a man, right, sees a discharge. So you have a seminal discharge would be a balkeri. This is a different kind of discharge. Zav is the male equivalent of Zava, right? So I might have thought that the laws of Zav and the laws of Zava should be linked together. V'ri'ia rishono shel Zav iskish l'balkeri. And the laws of a Zav are linked with the laws of a balkeri. D'chsiv, zos taras ha-Zav, asher teitze mimenu shechvas zera. Right? So those laws are linked. The Zav and a balkeri have the same laws. So ma balkeri tovel bayom, a balkeri, if he sees seminal discharge, is allowed to go to the mikvah that day, the same day that he has it. He's allowed to go to the mikvah. He's got to go to the mikvah, but he can go that day. Ha'nami litbo bayoma. So I might think that she also, because a Zav, a male Zav, can go to the mikvah that day, I might think that she can go to the mikvah that day also. So she's in her 11 days. She sees, right, the blood, or might think she can go to the mikvah that day. But she's not allowed to do that. She can't go to the mikvah that day, because that's what the pasuk says. But I might think that we should allow her to go to the mikvah that night. She should wait a little bit into the night and go to the mikvah that night. That's why the Mishnah had to tell me that she can only go to the mikvah during the day. I might have thought there was an exception to the rule, because I might have thought to link Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom with Zav, so that's why the Mishnah tells me that Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom also needs to go to the mikvah the day, means she needs to wait till the next day. Let's go a little bit further and try to get to the next Mishnah. And any of them who do it from Amar HaShachar, it is sufficient. Where do we know that from? Amar Rav Adam Amar Krav Ayikra Elohim Lo Or Yom. God calls the day, he calls the light day. L'meir uva kra'o yom. So once it starts getting light before the sunrise, starts getting light at the dawn. So God calls the light day. So once it starts getting light, that's day, meaning dawn. Elamayato l'choshech kara laila. But now we should say the reverse also, because God calls the night, he calls the dark night. So we should say that when does night start? When it starts getting dark, which would then be, right, at sunset, or maybe even earlier than sunset. But we conclude that until it's dark, until the stars come out, it's not night. So why don't we back night up and make night earlier also? We get it from here. We were out doing the work and holding spears, protecting us from alosa shachar until the next pasuk says, and we had watch at night. So they worked during the day. And it sounds like the day is from alosa shachar until seisak kochavim. And then they had guard at night. Why do I need both sukkim? Because I might have just thought that they got up before it was daytime and started doing work before day. So that's why I needed the other pasuk, which tells me specifically the words night was for mishmar and day was for work, and so that's why the Gemara concludes that at least bid the avad, right, the day goes from alosa shachar until tzeisak kochavim. But it sounds like that lechachila the day goes from neitzachama until shkia sachama, and this is a discussion that we already saw machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam and the whole business. All right, we'll stop here tonight. Ben, how do I make this stop?
I think you just pushed it.
I don't have red.
This recording is getting long because I can't stop it.